dominated by concerns that the Trump administration may not be able to deliver on its economic and tax plans. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 28th of March, 2017. Good morning. 605-4567. And we're, yeah, we came back in the air last night around, 10 o'clock. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. A car on East Side Road took out a power pole. And by the way, East Side Road is still closed. If you come in from, Northern Lights Energy is. If you're coming down in there, the Northern Lights Energy
area.
You have to go past that, and you go on to Brandstetter. You can get to where, you know, to RLT and to our transmitters that way, but you can't get through going down there by that road by Whitmore.
You can't
get down there because it's closed still. And that was last night, so they finally got the power back up and we came back on. So that was simple, except we were off for like 10 hours.
Wasn't our fault.
No, but it's the kind of thing that's just kind of like it makes you verklumped. As Linda says, of course, Linda, you know, it's Tuesday and Linda is on assignment on Tuesdays. What's the weather look like there, Bob?
Well, as we right now, we've got about 44 degrees in Reading. Next couple of days should see plenty of sunshine. We got another chance of some light sprinkles on Thursday. Then we head into the weekend with mostly fair skies. We'll have a more detailed weather report here in just a moment. Again, we've got, I'm calling it 44 degrees in Reading. Shasta Lake, 23 feet from the top. We will update that shortly. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that has discounts for seniors and veterans. Customers are warm friends, and it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay. I am perturbed. I'm perturbed.
This would be why.
Well, you know what? I looked at something over the weekend, and I didn't really think about it that much. You know, I was just, you know, it was typical thugs. But then I started thinking about it. There are pro-Trump rallies held all over the United States over the weekend. Down in Huntington Beach, which is kind of a cool place down there. It's kind of laid back. They had 2,000 marchers were down, and I know which beach they were on down there. And it's just, it was a march, and everybody could, you know, get together, pro-Trump, pro-military, and all this. Well, they were met by a group of counter-protesters dressed in black, with black mask, waving the Russian flag, and wearing Russian flag T-shirts. And, of course, they had the black mask on, so they looked like ISIS, in my opinion. And they put this, they put a line of themselves across the beach so the other people could only march to that one spot. And during the ensuing, the people were arguing back and forth. All of a sudden, the bad guys, in this case, the guys in black, started pepper spraying people. I mean, and then the fight's on. And
that would be an assault.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So the police are in there, and they arrested six people. Guess what? Not one pro-Trump protester was arrested. All six of them are dressed in our black ninja costumes, and they got them for illegally using pepper spray for assault. They found crowbars, hammers, things like that in the possession of these counter-protesters.
So these people looking for trouble.
They came looking to start a fight. So here are these thugs. Now, if you remember, these guys and girls are dressed in black. You know what they did? You know, they've gone to different areas, you know, during protest. And, you know, okay, and here's a good example, Berkeley. Remember when Berkeley broke down into that huge brawl out there over mm-hmm. a protest of Milo coming? And the town's trashed, and a lot of these guys and girls that are dressed in this black. These are people that they've got a name, and you see them in Europe, but you see them all over the United States too. So I don't know if they, you know, if what kind of counterculture this is, so that if you dress in black and you wear black hoodies and black masks, and then you can go around and destroy anything you want. In this case, six of them got arrested. It'll be interesting to see what happens with this, because in some cases, I think they arrested them and they charged them with not terrorism, but they charged them with some pretty serious crimes.
Well, it'll get to the Ninth Circuit. They were just expressing themselves, exercising their Second Amendment, which they don't really believe in if you're conservative rights.
Well, let's speak about that, too.
First Amendment.
First Amendment. Well, the First Amendment is so important. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Kay gave me a test that people that are wanting to be citizens, people that want to be citizens have to take. Mm-hmm. Constitution's big in there. And when you look at these questions, I ask, several people some of the questions, and I might just go, sometime during the show today, I'll do that again.
Pop a few of those out.
And pop those out, and you can see what, they're not hard questions, but it's just a real good civics class. A political class in the sense of how many amendments are there? What were the original 10 called?
Well, that would be Bill of Rights.
Bill of Rights. But how many amendments are there? 27.
Okay. I knew it was somewhere in that neighborhood.
Okay. But when you talk about it,
it's a hard process.
What's the First Amendment guarantee?
That is free speech and not establishing a state religion.
What else? Freedom of assembly.
Freedom of assembly, yes.
A freedom to petition. The government.
It's a very has been said, I think accurately, that without a Second Amendment, there would not be a First Amendment.
They said, I got someone here. The video shows a young jarhead, high and tight, putting one of the punks on the sand and giving him a few right hand reminders. Well, you know what? They started a fight. You know, and here's the thing: if you start a fight, sometimes there's people there that are just tougher than you. So. Anyway, it's a good, when you look at this, and what it does, it kind of tunes you up, too, mm-hmm. when you're looking at these and going, it kind of tunes you up in thinking that, gosh, you know, I knew that, but I didn't know exactly that. You knew there was at least 20 something.
Well, it's like the folks that I have turned my back on and essentially removed from my Facebook environment because, okay, you know, You're not helping the process. And I'm talking about people on the extreme right fringe as I am on the extreme left fringe. You're not helping a dialogue. You're just making screechy noises that just amp up the fire. And that doesn't help anything.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I'm going to talk crime here in Redding, in Shasta County, and in North State, you know, Tehama. Then I want to talk about what happened in Rockville, Maryland. This has been in the papers for a while. But it's going back in full tilt again as more people are being arrested there, of course. There's a lot of things going on in our town and a lot of positive things. But what's going on now, you know, with violent crimes and with people responding to that? We'll be right back after these messages. This is Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. Good boy.
found out today.
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs with 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
And Sunday is St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Come join Bob and Chick Miller of Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary the evening of April 21st at the Wind River Event Center for their annual fundraising dinner and auction. It'll be a wonderful evening of fun, great food, entertainment, and a fantastic auction. 100% of money raised goes to the care and feeding of abandoned and abused animals that call the farm their forever home. Some of the great items to be auctioned off include a South Africa photo safari for two, 7 nights of luxurious accommodations at the St. James Club and Villa on Antigua, 5 days accommodations in Cancun, Mexico, and a one-day park hopper ticket for four to Disneyland. So get your tickets today at any Redding or Anderson VCA Animal Clinic, online at bellavistafarm.org, or give Chick a call at 347-0544. Get $5 off if you purchase your tickets before March 31st. And remember, it's all about the animals.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Maggie, I think I got something to say.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abbott. Good morning, everybody. It's about 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 28th. 48 degrees, going up to 74 today. It's going to be a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. What are you going to be doing in there? The neighborhood. Actually, I'm breaking out the...
What was that?
You obviously never saw Mr. Rogers. Well, you didn't have that many bambinos, so you were not subjected to Mr.
To who?
Mr. Rogers.
Oh. Mr. Rogers the Seal?
No.
I know.
You are really culturally deprived in a lot of areas.
Oh, know? I am. I am. You know what? I never have gotten in touch with that feminine side of myself like so many other men have.
Or your particularly parental side, you know.
My parental side. I'm a parent.
Yeah.
It just wasn't around a lot.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
You were serving the country and you had to give something up.
You have to give up some things. And then as you look back at it, you wonder, maybe I shouldn't have given that up. Though I have a super relationship with her now, and I just love her to pieces. She's such a great daughter, and my son-in-law is just, I'm so proud of them and our grandkids. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. You're not going to find a better place, guys, to find the right present for your loved one. That's right. Brighton bags, jewelry, all types of things there that are going to make her happy. And ladies, you can go down there and trust me, talk to Linda or any of the girls down there, and they have got anything you could possibly imagine. 1322 Pine Street, great place, open Monday through Saturday. All right, let's get into this. Crime, you know, it says right here, you know, the crime in Redding is going down. Violent crime is going up, however. And we look at the number of murders we had last year that were, we had, I think, five or six.
Yeah.
And the year before, we only had two. And so when you're looking at a small number, a small town of 90,000, and then you get into, you know, you get that many murders going, then, you know, that's kind of, you know, that really, it really spikes numbers if you're just looking strictly at statistics. But our violent crimes, rape went up. Now, it could be it's because women are just reporting it more because they feel, you know, through one safe place or these, that they feel that that it's safe now to do it, that somebody's actually going to do something about it. You know, so and if that's the reason. But violent crime's going up. And look at what's happened around our area here in the last week, okay? Or maybe a little bit over a week. You get the California Highway Patrolman pulls a person over in the during the daytime down there by Hooker's Ferry Road or Hooker's Creek. And walks up to the car. He gets shot. He shoots it out with them, kills one, and wounds another. And they still don't know what caused that. You know, at some point, I'm sure we'll find out. Then in Anderson over the weekend, they go to the a stolen car. They go up to the room. Guy starts shooting, shoots one of the policemen. Luckily, he had a protective vest on, or he'd been down. As it was, I still think it knocked him down.
Oh, yeah.
And the rest of the it's like getting hit with a baseball.
It's not like
tell me,
TV.
Tell me. It's like getting hit with a baseball bat. Yeah. And the, don't even get me into that one, though. I mean, and so the rest of the police shot the guy dead. So there's four officers on leave. One dead guy. And you know what? Okay, it was a stolen car. But there's got to be more than that about it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now look what's happened in the last few days around here.
How about the CHP off-duty officer who blasted
shot
the home
somebody in his own house? The guy tried to kick in another door. Went to the CHP officers off-duty in the middle of the night. CHP breaks in. CHP officers shoots him and then holds him for backup. Well, he's dead. So now, in the last 2 days, this is what's happened. This lady here in town drives up to her business. A guy walks up, points a gun at her, and says, "Give me your car." She says, "No, I don't think I will," and she drives away. Well, first of all, driving away when a guy's pointing a gun at you—that's that's one of the things to do. But if he's coming up and he says, for whatever reason, if you've got the car in gear like this, hit it and get out of there. Chances of him shooting are maybe low. However, he still points a gun at her. The second one is a woman's at Walmart down in Red Bluff, which is in our area here. Somebody reaches as she's and I hear this happens a lot. Women put their purses in the shopping carts. They're putting stuff into the car, and then someone just reaches in and takes their purse. Well, this woman took her purse and she starts chasing her, and the girl jumps into this car. The lady leaps through the window to get her purse back. She jams they're driving out with her in the car, and she manages to put the gear in the her gear shift, put the transmission in the park, gets her purse back, and they race off. So there's two people that just did something. You're not taking my purse. This is just too much. This is too much. That, when you're standing there at 6:30 in the morning, 6:30 in the morning in the rain in front of the Chamber of Commerce building or offices, and a guy comes up and starts, "Oh, hey, you got any cigarettes? Hey, you got any booze?" This stuff. You know what? I don't need it.
Yeah.
And people are getting tired of it. So, if we build our economy, maybe it's building our economy, but what's happening with the violence in our area here? There's a lot of there's a lot of great things about Reading. There just are. But we're on that corridor. So you know what? This thing with the shooting with the highway patrolman, those people probably weren't from around here. The shooting in the Motel 6 probably weren't from around here, but I don't know. The guy that was shot in the highway patrolman's house, he was from around here. Yeah. And they're trying to trying to figure out what's going on with him. What about the guy that beat on the – here's another one. Remember the guy that was the guy came up and accosted him in his car and was beating on the window and he shot him?
Yeah.
You know what? People are – they're armed and they're taking care of themselves. I mean, frankly, you don't shoot somebody over a purse. You don't shoot somebody Yeah, over property like that. Yes, it's your property, but, you know, somebody had a car broken in down the street from me.
People are frustrated, man.
And yet because they're parked out on the street, but they don't have parking in there. So they came in there, and so what we've done in our little area up there across the street and around us is we have a bunch of sensor lights. So when somebody comes in close, those lights come on probably from both sides of the street, which is kind of cool. So now you're kind of bathed in light, and they just kept going, and they went down to down the street and broke into a car. They didn't. You know, it wasn't like the car was open. They broke into the car.
Yeah, they got the little thingy that they just push it against the window, and it shatters.
They took a pry bar, hit it on the door, and bent it back, and so they could open it up. I know. Oh yeah, yeah. This is what they're doing. This is a bunch of crap. And you know what? If we had called, and I was there with the lady when this guy came up, if she had called for help, do you actually think somebody would have gotten there in 15 minutes? No.
No. I'm making a prediction that some soccer mom is going to have her life change for the worse because she's going to defend her kids and blow some idiot right out of his shoes. And it's going to ruin the rest of her life.
It affects you. It affects you when you shoot somebody.
Yeah.
It can. Now, let's talk about what happened in Rockville, Maryland. Here's a 14-year-old freshman girl goes to the bathroom. Two thugs, 17 and 18, go in there to the bathroom and rape her. Rape her. Assault her. Rape her. Guess what?
They were dreaming.
They're not even dreaming. They were illegals. They were 17 and 18, and they were in her class. They were in the freshman class. They don't speak English very well. So they put them in that class. And this is where the parents find out for the first time that they've got adults in their children's, you know, their 14 and 13 and 14-year-old classes. They've got adults in there because they don't speak English, so they're in there, this sanctuary city. And so when the parents are outraged. They want to know what's going on here. How come you guys are doing this? How come you haven't told us? What about security, you know, in this place? And so here's what the school board comes back out at them, and the superintendent says, you people are racist to be talking like this, because they come from another country and they're people of color. This is almost racist.
We're talking about a young girl whose life is destroyed
dramatic
forever.
Well, I don't know if it's Let's put it this way: her life, as she knows it, changed that instant they came in through that door. Yes, you're right. Is it destroyed forever? I don't know. It's going to be with a lot of support and all that. Maybe not, but it is a life-changing event, and this is what we have in this country. We have sanctuary cities, and when you complain about something like this, you are the bad guy. The other representative of the school board and of the school system says, well, you know, we have other criminals in there too, but we don't keep them from school, you know, and they are American citizens. Well, okay, how many of them have committed a rape in a bathroom? The bottom line on this is we've gone crazy. We've gone wacko over the last 8 years where it's okay to do stuff. Jeff Sessions just made the announcement. You want to be a sanctuary city? Well, that's fine. But you're not going to get any federal dollars from the Department of Justice. Billions and billions of dollars that they use to fight crime. But if you're not going to adhere to the laws of the land, there's no reason to give you that money. So we'll see what happens with that. A lot of things going on. We have Reading Lions Club coming in here in about 2 minutes, and
yeah, the SEC is the only thing keeping me from completely expressing myself on this.
Well, this whole thing is the, you know what, the clowns are running the circus. We have come this far where it's okay to accost people at 6:30 in the morning in Reading, you know, and ask them, oh hey, you know, and be aggressive about it, And if she'd been there by herself, or Linda had been by herself, I'm sure that this would have been a different situation there. I'm not saying the guy would have done anything, but it would have not ended the way it did because I was there.
And Gavin freaking Newsom running for governor wants to enable these people even more? I'm sorry. I don't want to live in that California.
Well, there's a lot of things going on that in our city that are so great. We have so many good things happening in our city. But we can't forget that we got these crimes, we have these people out there, and what are we doing about it? What are we doing about it? and you know, stop using D&E. Oh, we don't have the money. Okay, so what are we doing about it? We'll be right back after these messages.
About legends, there's none better than Johnny Cash.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Come learn how you can be on the Shasta County Grand Jury. The grand jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities around. For a thorough presentation with all the details, come to the informational meeting Wednesday, the 5th, at 3 o'clock at Reading City Hall.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call,
605-4567. Let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bodd, good morning. Linda is on assignment this morning. It's Tuesday. Y'all ready for this? Are you all ready for this? Welcome back to the Town Hall of the Air, huh?
One of the great jock anthems.
This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah Bastiani have just a great place. They built it. It's been a success, and it continues to be a success due to customer service, great, great values, and customer service. You can't ask for a better place that comes in, and they emphasize taking care of customers, especially ladies. You all. Because, you know, women have become the fastest growing aspect or the segment of the shooting sports. And trust me, when you go down there, you're going to be treated with a great deal of respect. And nobody's going to be talking down to you. There's not going to be, you're not going to be talking to you in condescending tones. Oh, you're a woman. Oh, you've got to shoot this little bitty gun and all this. No. They know their guns. They are polite and they want to know what you want to do. And if it's whether you're a beginner or a longtime shooter, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. You can give them a call at 222-8222. All right. Hey, I'm here with Jim Reimer, who is the guy that drives the, 67
Ford LTD.
Ford LTD and all the parades. Here, pull that up a little bit there, that microphone up. Just get it up just a little bit there. There we go. Sorry. That was my fault. And then plus you do, you're also an author.
Correct.
And we'll talk about that in a minute. But now you're here for the Lions Club.
That's right. I'm going to switch gears on you a little bit, Carl, after hearing all of the negative stuff with crime going on. We're going to have some fun this weekend. Sunday at Simpson University, we're going to hold our 22nd annual Lions Breakfast Club All-Star Basketball game. And we've got roughly 60 players from North State participating, both obviously boys and girls. And it's going to be an exciting game. In case you may have missed it, last weekend, the Chico Breakfast Lions Club had their All-Star game. And there's a number of kids that played in that game that are going to be playing in our game Sunday. And just to highlight a few of these.
I mean, you've got some stars in this game.
We got some really good kids. Sophia Altimus from UPrep scored 15 in the Chico game, and she was 3 for 3 at her three-point shots. So kudos to Sophia. And then for the boys, we've got I counted roughly 8 that played in the Chico game that are also going to be in ours. But Bryce Jim Camelli from Shasta scored 11 points, and he also scored 3 three-pointers, and he was awarded the Mitchell Padula Memorial Scholarship last Sunday. So another kid from Fall River, Justin Vigil, scored 16. He was the highest scorer for the South team, and he's going to be playing Sunday. So we've got a lot of good talent, and it's always a lot of fun to have these high school seniors come out and play. It always amazes me after the season when they start awarding scholarships, the number of kids that participate in this classic that go on and play college ball someplace. So, again, wow. Just a testament for some good local talent.
There you go. So, the games start at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock for the girls, and the boys will be on at 6. Yeah.
It's $6 and, to get in, 8 and under free, and the money there is just to cover the expenses, I'm sure.
We cover expenses, plus the local Lions Club. Our breakfast club's been around for over 50 years now.
Uh-huh.
And we do a lot of good community service events. Just to name a couple that you're aware of, the Preston Sharp.
Preston Sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We supported, we still do, Preston doing manpower out the cemeteries on Memorial Day, Veterans Day. And then we provide flowers and flags for Preston. We also do vision screening for the local elementary schools.
Well, that's cool.
So,
anyway, the Breakfast Line Club does a lot of things, a lot of good things. And the this is the 22nd annual one.
22nd annual. A guy by the name of Dr. Don Rhodes, who's a local optometrist here in town, started it 22 years ago. And he's still active in the club, and we're still active in his tournament. So.
There you go. Okay, the kids that are coming in here, when you they're all seniors, and you've been watching this for years. How many of them have gone on to big schools? Have gone on to play basketball in college, would you say?
Let's say out of the 60 that we usually have on our roster.
A third, maybe?
Yeah,
That's a tough question.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's a tough question.
I didn't mean to ask you that. I just thought, you know, did we have any great big stars? You know, like Aaron Rodgers played around there, everybody knows that now.
Yeah.
So, you know, you find out that we had a kid from Redding, California, or in the surrounding areas that, you know, turns out he made the pros.
Well, so, if I told you Kobe Bryant, but I'd be lying.
You could
to
tell
you.
Me Kobe Bryant, but it would be a lie. You're right. So.
It sounds good, though.
Mitch Kupchak and all these guys. Yeah, we can just make up names and just throw them out there. You know, when you think about pro athletes, though, here these kids are the very best. These are the very best we have out here playing basketball. And you think about it, then they go on and where they're stars in high school. Then they try, and then they get into college. And so, you know, like maybe what, 4%, maybe 10%, depending on what schools they go to, make it. You know, the ones that are really good players don't really make it into the, you know, they're not good enough for college.
Yeah.
Especially in the large universities. And then just the percentage from the large universities that are stars that never make it in the NBA.
Yeah.
And you think about that. And you know, and so it's your chances of ever going to professional sports from high school is astronomical.
It is. The kid that I like to watch from Reading in a different sport, football. But used to live in Colorado, still have a lot of friends, relatives live there. But a kid from Enterprise, and right offhand, his name escapes me, but maybe you know him. He was a running back for Enterprise, and he set all kinds of records.
How long ago?
He's probably going to be a junior at Colorado State.
So
this year.
He played on the state team, the one that went
down
to the state
team.
Yeah,
he did.
I know who you're talking about. I can't remember
his
name.
Izzy Matthews.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was a great player. So he's playing at Colorado State.
He's playing at Colorado State. And,
so who knows, huh?
Leading, you know, he's a great running back. So, yeah, you never know.
Okay. So the 22nd annual Reading Breakfast Lines Senior All-Star Game. It's going to be Sunday, April the 2nd. So that's a week. Oh, that's this Sunday then.
This Sunday.
Oh, wow. How did that happen? Simpson University, it's to honor student athletes and promote high school athletics. The girls' game starts at 4 p.m., the boys at 6 p.m. 61 athletes from throughout the North State nominated by their coaches. And the coaches for the North team is Jim Wilby from Modoc High, and for the girls, Jonna Parker from Foothill. In the South team, it's Jim Deaver from Enterprise and the girls Steve Schuster from University Prep. And the band is the Corning High Band under the direction of Ms. Adrian Jimenez. And the halftime show is a three-point shootout among parents of players. That ought to be interesting. You know, there's probably some parents out there that probably played basketball themselves.
Probably did.
So this is a great thing to support. It's going to be this Sunday, so it's in the afternoon, so, you know, you've had your whole day, you've been to church, had lunch, head on down there to Simpson and have a great time.
Should be a pretty day, no rain.
There you go. Yeah, should be beautiful. Now, Jim's also besides driving his Ford LTD, is an author and was on one of my shows that I had several years ago called Outside the Wire.
Yeah.
And it was a story, and you gave me the book.
Yeah.
It was a good book. I still have that book. It's about cattle mutilations in Nebraska. And you really went back and you researched all that stuff.
Well, what kind of started it, Carl, is my uncle was a district court judge in northern Nebraska. And one day he was riding with the sheriff up in Valentine, Nebraska. And the sheriff got a call, some rancher, and they go out to this rancher's pasture. And there's this mutilated cow laying in the field. And my uncle was born and raised on a farm and been around livestock all of his life, but he looked at this mutilated cow and he'd never seen anything like it. And it disturbed him so much that next time I saw him a year or so later, he pulled me off the side and told me about
told
this
you about
thing.
It, huh?
So that's kind of what triggered.
That's what started it.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good book. What's the name of it?
Ardmore.
Okay, that's the name of the book.
Yeah.
All right. Now, and then we have to go, but you say there's something like that happening around here. But you're not going to say where. And,
no,
and
I'm not going to say any.
Don't
yeah.
say any more, but you say. But some of these have started around here.
Yeah.
Have you gone out and researched those?
I've tried to, but the people that have the ranch where these have supposedly been reported don't want to talk about it.
Okay. It's probably because there's a black helicopter hovering over their house.
Exactly.
But anyway, it's a good book, and it's something that's kind of like out there. All right. So thanks a lot, Jim Reimer, for being in here. For being in here today. Again, 22nd Annual Reading Breakfast Line Senior All-Star Game, this Sunday at Simpson University, starting at 4 p.m. with the girls' game. 61 of the best basketball players in the North State are going to be there. High school band, three-point shootout. They have it all. All of this weekend, $6. You're not going to beat that. And kids 8 and under free. So thanks a lot for coming in today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. Good luck this weekend. All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Janet from PirateSecret.com. Pirate Secret essential oils are legendary old world wellness potions that you rub into your skin, face, feet, and beard for wellness, grooming, and hygiene. The herbs found in our special blend of essential oils have been used in medicinal applications throughout history. We invite you to experience the nourishing and moisturizing benefits of Pirate Secret essential oils on your skin and beard. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and six other NorCal locations. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's about 13 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 48 degrees, going out to 74 today. Hope everybody's having a great day because it's going to be sunshiny and beautiful today. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, a lot of things going on. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Have you checked your filters on your air conditioners yet?
Yeah, I got to get the step ladder out.
Yeah.
I got to mow the lawn today. That's gonna
oh, my
be
gosh.
Exciting.
Well, Alliance Heating and Air are the ones, if you need some work done on your HVAC systems, they're the ones. Voted best in the North State. They offer guarantees. They offer warranties. They can put in new stuff. They can fix anything. They're the ones that do the work on our house. And trust me, we trust them. There's nobody better than Alliance Heating and Air. Check out homecomfort.org or give them a call, 221-2642. There's a lot of things going on. And the one of the things is the EPA is under fire right now, if you can believe that. The Trump is signing stuff to change a lot of the EPA. Global warming edicts that Obama signed are being gutted as we speak. Which is going to just infuriate, you know, hundreds of thousands of people here around here. Not maybe right here. The other thing is that remember the other day when I was saying what is it that has the media fixated on everything a Trump can do? Starting from the fact, when you think about it, when Rosie O'Donnell, that nasty, vicious lady, went after Barron, the son, Barron Trump, the son of, I think, the 10-year-old son of the president.
If
somebody said that about Chelsea Clinton or any of the Obama daughters, there would have been an outroar and, I mean, just an outrage, and rightly so, if somebody on the right had done that. It had just been horrible, and they should do that.
Yes.
These are kids. And she did it, and she just kind of walked away from, oh, okay, I'm sorry, maybe I shouldn't have said that, but you know, I think he's autistic. I mean, come on. I mean, you get stuff like that, then you just have to ask yourself, you know, so that's one thing. And so remember I said yesterday, here's Ivanka, the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Headlines that her neighbors are a little upset because there's Secret Service people there. I mean, when did that become headlines?
I know. Well, it's anything they can dig up. And that is one thing. During the 8 years of Obama, not even the most rabid, foaming at the mouth, ticked off talk show host went near those kids of Obama's. Because they'd have been shredded.
Okay, but here's the thing. You know, the mainstream media, every time Trump says fake news, they go berserk. But where is the balance? Where is the fairness in the media? Is Trump perfect? Oh, no. No. But where is some kind of balance, fairness? CNN says he's a lame duck. Already he's lame duck. You've got Maxine Waters. God bless Maxine. You know, bless her heart. Calling for impeachment. For what? There is nothing for impeachment. You know, you go on and on with this, but it's just like it's unrelenting. The mainstream media has decided that because they were so wrong in the election, they so missed it, they have got to prove that they were really right. Mm-hmm. You know, we were right. He should have never been elected president. And here's all the reasons why. Instead of, hey, let's go to work with this. Let's try and make this work. Here's Trump reaching out to the Democrats and has said that. Hey, I'm willing to work with the Democrats on this. Schumer said, hey, I'm willing to work with Trump on this, on health care. It's not, it's, this Obamacare is going to crash on itself this year.
Yeah.
It just is going to, it's going to fall apart. And when it does, then what happens to all the people? So the GOP and the Democrats have got to get together here.
Yeah.
And Trump's already said, I'm willing to talk to anybody to fix this healthcare system. So why don't we do something like that? But, you know, again, you look at the disparity in what the in what is being said on the air and what's being reported. You have, you know, these mainstream media people like Mika says, oh, he's taken away our thunder. You know, we should be the ones telling people what to think. I mean, yeah, I mean, they really believe that. So let's just keep attacking and attacking and attacking until he's got a Republican Congress and a Republican House and a Republican Senate. They're going to fight it and keep fighting like he can't do anything. They're going to make him look ineffectual, weak, and stupid. Now, some people will say,
that we wanted Bush contingent of the Republican Party, that, you know, oh, we're going to have a third Bush. And they never let go of that.
No, they haven't.
And so, they are, to spite their faces, they are, you know, I don't get it. This is the situation. This is the reality. Work within it.
You know, you've got Dems saying things. Democrat strategist says, hey, I've seen things that shows collusion with alleged spying on Trump, you know, and the Russians. I mean, he's seen it. Really? Well, then why don't you bring it out here? Of course it's not happening. But here we go again. But here's the thing is, what happens to at least fair reporting? You know, what I do is editorializing. I have an opinion, but I'm not the news. I am somebody that has opinions about things. Conservative, yes. Totally off the chart, no. But I do have, you know, but when I say that, it's an editorial. It's not supposed to be the news.
Right. And there were people who wanted to paint you with a certain brush right off the bat before they knew a thing about you. They judged you by one word.
What was that word?
A conservative.
Oh, I thought it was going to be something that started with an A.
That made you, and in the words of the one commenter, that made you less than intelligent. Remember
yeah.
him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I met Carl Bott. Yeah. He's not as smart as I thought. or he's not very bright, or something like that. I love that. I don't know who that was. Let's go to the phones. Rob, good morning.
Yeah, I disagree with you, Carl. I met you a couple times, and I think you're a pretty bright guy.
It must have been a good day.
Yeah. Hey, just a little background on this fake news thing. I went to school down at San Francisco State many years back. I was taking media classes down there, and I worked for a news radio station. And I was always asking the question, why is it that you guys are saying we're having an incident on the Golden Gate Bridge? And so one of the anchors would tell me, well, we don't want to encourage more people to do what those people are doing on the bridge, which was basically jumping off the bridge. So I always thought that, okay, well, you're not really reporting what's happening there. Well, it never stopped the media from going into places where we have these riots or any of these things going on, whether it's in Portland, whether it's wherever after the election.
Oh, or before that, the Occupy folks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what, that is what fake news is about. It's agenda-driven, and I think I've been kind of repeating ourselves over and over again, but it is what it is, and there is a double standard, and it's been going on for years, but it's getting more blatant now more than ever before. And
well, Rob, let me ask you this question, and you took those classes. Did they ever say to you when you're writing stories or when you're presenting stories that you should put your own opinion in there? Or did they just say...
a funny thing. So I took journalism classes at Shasta College before I transferred. And my journalism the advisor there was all about, you know, who, what, where, when, and why. And that's all I do.
Old school,
now,
baby.
I go down to San Francisco State. I take a class. And I actually have a professor that tells me, well, these kids that are committing violent acts, they're not influenced by the violence on TV or anything that they're doing on television or in the media. Kids aren't influenced by that. And it's like, okay, what is going on here? It's like they're getting the idea from somewhere. So
I saw, you know, we talked
kind of frustration.
We talked some people from the University of Pennsylvania. And that were on their, you know, they're in the journalism classes back there. And they're being taught to put their opinions in there and saying why they think this is happening, this news. Oh, this is happening because. And even though they may not know, they may not have the background to be able to say anything like that. And there's the part, you know, what happened to what you just said, you know, the when, where, why, who type thing.
Right. And it takes out the whole idea of people start accepting things as fact when in fact it's opinion. And when you adjust the medium to be, hey, it's opinion driven and not fact driven, then it causes a lot of confusion. People get frustrated when other people have gone, well, I know the difference between opinion and fact, and I'm going to go find the facts for myself. So that when you talk to someone who gets their information from something that's opinion-based, they think that you're crazy, and they get frustrated because it's like they're accepting their information as fact, and you are trying to tell them or convince them otherwise, and it's like you can't, I mean, the sky is blue, no, to them, the sky is green. And it's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah, I got it. Hey, thanks a lot, Rob. We got to run. Thanks, but really good insight. Thank you so much for calling.
Keep fighting the fight, man.
Yeah. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break in for the news, and we'll be right back with Haven Humane.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta Redding. The news brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It is better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump today begins undoing former President Obama's plan to curb global warming.
During a visit to the Environmental Protection Agency headquarters, the president will sign an executive order to suspend, rescind, or flag for review more than a half dozen measures in an effort to boost domestic energy production. As part of the rollback, Mr. Trump will initiate a review of the Clean Power Plan, which restricts greenhouse gas emissions at coal-fired power plants.
This White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. The White House following up on its roster of budget cuts with a wish list of $18 billion in reductions. It's seen as having little chance of being fulfilled, as it has already met with resistance from both Democrats and Republicans. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, put his objectivity in question when he met with a source at the White House.
A spokesman says Nunes met with the source on White House grounds in order to review the material at a secure location. Nunes says no one in the White House knew he was there. The next day, Nunes held a news conference and briefed the president on his findings before talking with members of his own committee. Democrats allege Nunes' actions raise questions about his objectivity. They've called for the investigation into Russian interference to be turned over to an independent prosecutor.
Paul A. Hines reports that meeting had to do with investigating Russia's alleged meddling in last year's election. U.S. home prices jumped in January from a year ago at the fastest pace in nearly 2.5 years.
The Standard & Poor's CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index increased 5.7% in January. Americans stepped up home buying in January, even as mortgage rates rose. Many buyers likely sought to close their deals before rates increased further. The biggest price gains were in Seattle, Portland, and Denver.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting on Wall Street. The Dow's up 35 points. More from townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-523-3771. That's 1-800-523-3771. 1-800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
Senate Democrats pushing back a key vote for Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch.
The delay was expected since any member of the Senate Judiciary Committee has the right to hold over a vote for 1 week. That means the committee vote will come on Monday, April 3rd. This puts the nomination of Judge Neil Gorsuch on track for confirmation by the full Senate before members leave town for their two-week Easter recess, which begins on April 8th.
Linda Kenyon reporting it takes 60 votes in the Senate to confirm a Supreme Court nominee. Democratic lawmakers in some states are pressing ahead with efforts to protect birth control access and Planned Parenthood funding that will cover abortions in case Republicans jeopardize them again. Lawmakers with bills pending in Maryland, Nevada, and Oregon say their bills are important, even though Republican efforts to change Obamacare last week came up short. They say they want to be prepared in case of future Republican efforts to exclude the termination of unborn lives as a category of women's health care. More from townhall.com. The homicide rate in 12 Mexican states has surged as the country's 10-year drug war continues.
Mexico's Ministry of Interior says the murder statistics are the highest ever. The southern state of Guerrero leads the list with 340 homicides during the first 2 months of this year. Chihuahua is next with 266, then Baja California with 254, Michoacan with 229, and Veracruz with 211. James Blears, Mexico.
The U.S. cruise ship line Holland America says it has halted port calls in Mexico's troubled resort city of Acapulco. It will instead sail to other destinations in the country, citing what it calls, quote, recent security concerns. Acapulco and areas inland in the Pacific Coast state of Guerrero have been plagued by high levels of crime and drug gang killings. Breaking news and analysis to be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the air. 7 minutes after the hour at 8 o'clock, right here in the studios of Free Fire Radio, located in KCNR 1460 land. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda is on assignment today. It's Tuesday. She's on assignment. Bob.
Well, if you're going to mow the lawn this weekend, it's probably a good idea because it is growing rather rapidly. Plentiful sunshine today, a high of 74, so today's going to be the day to get that done. Tomorrow looks okay in the morning, but tomorrow night we have more showers moving in, light rain overnight, not a lot of accumulation. It'll clear back up on Thursday heading into the weekend. A little bit early, but right now, next chance of rain will be on next Tuesday. Shasta Lake continues to rise. It is currently 22 feet from the top of the dam at 1,045 feet elevation. And currently in Redding, we have about 48 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A great place, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson and Chuck and Judy Kenny. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793 is the phone number. They treat their customers like warm friends. You're not going to find a better place. Okay, a lot of things happening. Now, everybody has these questions. I do. And so I'm going to probably try and show up for this. Now, this is a Voices, Shasta Voices and Shasta Builders Exchange is putting on something Wednesday night. Reading Development Impact Fees, the Community Perspective. And here's some of the topics. What are impact fees? What are their purpose? How are they calculated? How much are they? Who pays them? How do they impact economic developments? What changes could be made to reduce cost and attract investors, investments? Questions will also be taken from the audience. Now, there should be some people from the city. I think Larry Vopple is going to be there. He's not going to be presenting, but I think he's going to be there. This is going to be Wednesday, March 29th, which is tomorrow, from 5:30 to 7:30 at Red Lion Hotel. Now, a lot of things that we talk about is how we get beat up, how these, you know, why should we pay all these fees? If you move into somebody's business that's the same business and you've got the same business model, why should you be paying a bunch of impact fees since they've already paid them? Huh? That would be my question. And how do you figure out what impact fees are? Why do we pay more in Reading than they do in Denver for the same business? Hundreds of thousands of dollars more. Why is that? Who comes up with this? How do you know that this is the right answers? Well, if anybody has questions, you show up tomorrow at the Red Line Hotel, Red Line Inn, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., 1830 Hilltop Drive. Okay. What else do we have here just to kick out? I think that's it. Right now, I think everybody should go see that. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, even though he was here yesterday. You get a double dose.
Yeah.
You get a DD. Mark Story, DD, double dose. You know, it's hard, isn't it, Mark? Just being here with me. You know what? You know what they say?
That faint sound is Mark's eyes rolling.
Okay. Here's the thing is, Bob, what do they say is one of the most obvious marks of somebody who admires somebody else?
Oh boy.
You know what? I think it's called imitation. Yeah. So is it true that you called my wife this morning to find out what kind of shirt I was wearing so you could wear the same shirt?
Holy
exactly.
Oh my God.
Look at that. Am I lying? If I'm lying, I'm dying. Look at that. You know what? Thanks a lot, buddy. I know that you admired me because I'm a Marine. You know, you're Air Force. But I know that when you got that shirt on this morning, did you feel better? Stronger?
Oh, this is truly a video moment.
Luckily, everybody that knows Carl and everybody knows me knows how true that statement is not.
One is tucked and one is untucked.
Yes, mine
that's
has
the
a...
big, that's the
yes,
big thing.
Mine is tucked and mine also has a logo on it.
I missed the
logo.
Uniform.
And the logo says, I admire Carl.
No. No, it doesn't.
The uniform of the day will be blue jeans and a blue striped shirt.
What kind of shoes you wearing there, buddy? If they're brown?
They're boots.
Are they brown?
They are brown. Yeah.
Here we go. You know what? We're now best friends. This is here's the difference between guys and girls. Two guys can walk in, wear exactly the same clothes, become best friends for life. Women don't talk to each other for a week. So here we go. Okay, buddy. Haven Humane, you had a big thing you were talking. Oh, your doggy Dash.
Doggy Dash, yeah, it was
huge.
Saturday. Yeah, it was amazing.
It was huge.
It was awesome. Thanks to everybody who came
great.
Out.
Gosh, I mean, 100 people more than last year. And you had a lot of people
more
last
than that.
Year.
Yeah, we actually had 200 runners. So we had 200 people that registered. I think we had 191 runners. We had a few people that pre-registered and unfortunately couldn't make it. But, yeah, we had 100 people register the morning of. So it was really, really good. We were really excited. And we probably had, I want to say, there was well over 100 dogs there. It was really great, and really appreciate everybody that came out. It was a lot of fun. Everybody had a great time, and so we're looking forward to next year. We're going to do it again, and it was certified, so a lot of people that are the serious runners got their 5K and 10K times, which was great. So, yeah, a lot of fun.
I think it's great. I think that what you all did was super, and it was a good fundraiser. And I've got a lot of things in here that we're going to bring up after the break here. We still got a few minutes before the break. But, Bob, we're going to be announcing the contest again right after the break.
Okay.
So if you can get that set up, that special spot, or that special sounds right after the break. And we're here with Mark Story, from CEO of Haven Humane. We just talked about this super, super doggy Dash. 200 runners. The year before, you had like 87, which was good. And this 200, they all brought animals.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, and there were no fights or anything. And it was
no
great.
Fights.
It
no worked, fights among great. The animals.
Everybody was no fights among the dogs. Everybody was really, really good with their dogs. The leashes were great, and so
you know,
yeah,
the
it was
part
a great
that,
event.
The part that really I just couldn't understand is the one that had the harness on the python. Just how fast can a python run? What was their score?
Faster than you'd think.
That's right. And I tell you what, the only thing was, I understand there was a couple of small dogs missing afterwards.
No.
No
small
okay.
dogs.
So no small
no
dogs
python.
Missing. Okay. Well, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. A veteran-owned business. This guy's been in the business a long time, and he can fix a windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield. Gosh, it's got to be 9 years ago now. Can't even see it. That's how good it is. Mark, he can fix, whether, like I said, if it's a small chip, you want to get it fixed now before it splits your windshield. So go down, see Jeff Wurst. Again, like I said, a veteran-owned business, 3208 South Market Street. Or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on.
April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs with 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
Whoa, whoa. And Sunday is St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
At BET Satellite, we understand you don't want to pay for sports channels when football season's over. You want to drop them when you're done watching and save money. We hear you. Introducing Flex Pack from Dish. Get 50 popular channels for $39.99 a month and drop channel packs whenever to save money or add them for just $10 a month. You can choose from channel packs like locals, news, kids, and sports. We can offer you the best Dish technology and features at better prices than the competition. If you're tired of paying too much money for too little TV, it's time you come in and have a chat with us. Call BT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Experience the best service, technology, and flexibility you've been waiting for. Only with Dish and BT Satellite, your local authorized Dish retailer. Again, that's 241-3474.
Requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Taxes and surcharges not included. Offer ends 4/5/17. Restrictions apply.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge, Thursday, April 6th from 6:30 to 8:30 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Join me along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimontis on drums, and special guest on trombone, it's Joe Larson. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge, Thursday, April 6th at Wind River Resort and Casino. See you there.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having just a great day today with a lot of things going on. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. You're not going to find a better place in town to work out at. It's not only just a great gym. And so many different things are offered, like spinning to yoga. It's called Spoga. So you work out real hard when you're spinning, and you stop, and then you kind of relax and stretch yourself by using yoga techniques. Where else are you going to find that? Nowhere. It's got the only indoor saltwater pool. It's got Boheme Spa, and it's got a great attitude. Head on down to Eureka and Court Street, right there on the corner. Plenty of parking. You're going to not be sorry. You know, it's getting to be summertime. Do you have your Speedo? Do you have your Speedo body? Not everybody's built like Mark Story with his Speedo body. So you got to get out there and work out. All right. Bob, it's time. It's time to announce the Urban Turkey Photo Contest. It started yesterday. It'll go through the end of the month. Send me a photo of a turkey in an urban sighting, an urban setting. It's got to be one you've taken. It can't be one from off the internet. It's got to be one you've taken in an urban environment. Then there's going to be a contest, and we'll pick three winners. The grand prize gets $50 gift certificate to the view. The second prize gets $25 to the view. And the third one gets, get this, a 3-canister set with turkey scenes on it, made of glass.
And this thing is spectacular. I should know. I bought them. They're sitting there brand new. And I thought, this would be a great third prize for that. So all you have to do is send me photos of turkeys in an urban environment. Don't show me turkeys out in the wild. Don't show me turkeys you've shot. I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for turkeys in the urban environment. Send them to carl@kcnr1460.com. All right.
And let us stress, these must be wild.
These are wild turkeys, wild urban turkeys. So I kind of think that urban turkeys aren't as wild as the ones out in the field, you know, the ones that you're hunting, which are probably, from what I understand, are non-existent. Those themselves they're under endangered species because you can't see those anymore. But they've all moved into the cities. All right. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. No, it wasn't a turkey hunting story. As soon as he heard that, he says he's going to talk about hunting turkeys. No. This went off really big last year. We got a lot of photos in. People asking me, when's this going to start again? Well, now it is. And by the way, Marcus Parton, who won last year, is the chairman of our selection committee for the winner for this year's Urban Turkey.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. He's a great guy. Okay. A lot of things going on here with Haven Humane.
There are, yeah. We've got tons of stuff going on. It's a busy, busy season right now.
This Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday. We came and talked about it yesterday, but in conjunction with the Love Your Pet Expo, we have our North State Super Adoption event, and that's going to be five organizations, including Haven. They're going to have dogs out there for adoption. The adoption fees will start at $25, and, of course, they'll all be spayed, neutered, microchipped, current on all vaccinations, ready to go. So come on out. That'll be this Saturday from 10 to 4 at the Shasta District Fairgrounds down in Anderson. And Love Your Pet Expo is going to be there, too. It's free admission. We're also going to have a licensing vaccination clinic. We'll have discounted microchips. So if you want to bring your dog and get microchipped, get a license, get vaccinations, that's great. And then enjoy the Pet Expo. There's going to be tons of stuff going on for the Pet Expo. A lot of prizes and auction and vendors and demonstrations. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, yeah, it's 10 to 4 this Saturday.
Okay.
April 1st.
Yeah, that's a good time to pick up a pet. A lot of different groups coming in, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, we all know that your percentage of adopting dogs, canines out, is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. When you look at the average for the country, how you all can adopt dogs out. Cats, as good as you are, they're still kind of lagging behind a little.
Yeah. Well,
it's harder to adopt
cats. Adoption rate is actually really good. Adoption rate is actually very similar to dogs with the adoption rate. The biggest problem with cats is the return to owner rate, whereas we see probably anywhere from 28 to 35% return to owner rate on dogs. We see less than 2% return to owner rate on cats. So 98% of the cats that come into the shelter, no owner ever comes looking for them.
Oh, wow.
That's nationwide. That's what the average is 2% or less.
Well, how many? So your percentage for adopting them out then is good.
Yeah, percentage for adopting them out is really good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was but it's below dogs, right?
It's pretty close to dogs. Last year was actually really good, so it was pretty close.
Wow,
to dogs,
that's great. Because usually it's harder. Is it harder to adopt cats out? Even though do you all do anything special for that? I mean, you throw a lot of we're going to get ready to talk about a special
sure.
that's going on. But.
Yeah, and we do adoption specials and stuff. But no, it's not actually harder to get cats. And I think one of the reasons is because, you can get cats in a lot of different places, which we're trying to, obviously bring down the population. So you can't get them free everywhere you can get them. But the thing is when you get a free cat, in order to be a responsible pet owner, you still have to get that animal spayed, neutered, microchipped, vaccinated. And all that rabies shot, all that stuff done. And whenever you adopt them from us, they come with all of that stuff for, $85 is our most expensive adoption rate, which is our normal adoption rate for cats is $85. And they come spayed, neutered, microchipped, current on vaccinations. That includes a rabies shot and a free starter bag of food. And so for $85, you can't,
no, that's a good
you can't touch that.
No,
so,
no.
Yeah.
But you've got a cat special now.
Yeah, we do. We have a cat special thanks to PetSmart Charities. It's a spay neuter special, actually. And that's going to be for Shasta County residents. It's $25 to get your animal spayed or neutered. And cats must be current on the rabies vaccinations to bring a rabies certificate or purchase a rabies shot at our clinic for $10. An optional microchip is also discounted $20 when implanted during surgery. And you can call or come by our clinic with and make a prepaid appointment. And then this is one way of working with the community to become a no-kill shelter. So this is a big, important thing for us. Obviously, spay-neuter is the biggest way for us to lower the population. If everybody spayed-neutered, we wouldn't have the amount of animals coming through our door that we currently do. So just call the clinic 241-1658. You need to come in and prepay, fill out the application, then schedule your appointment. We do have quite a few appointments left, but they are going to be first come, first serve. So once those appointments are gone, then that special will be filled. And we're doing, thanks to PetSmart Charities, we're doing 1,200 total spays and neuters of cats. So it's going to be 700 males and 500 females is what the total is.
Wow.
Yeah, and so that runs until we run out of them, but they're running out pretty quick, so definitely come in soon. And you can come in, the best time to come in is between 9 and noon, Monday through Friday, to do your registration on that and schedule your appointment.
That's a lot of spaying and neutering there, buddy.
Yep. Last year we spayed and neutered 6,408 animals at the clinic.
6,408.
Mm-hmm.
Not 6,406.
Mm-mm. 6,408. That's a number that's going to stick with me because that was the most we'd done by far. I think the highest before that was about 5,700 and something. But
if you've never seen this before, you should come down. I don't know if they let you watch, but no. Okay. But I got a special tour. This is before you came on.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed the little assembly line you have going there. Mm-hmm. And this is when you had one veterinarian doing the process. They had all the animals ready to go, and then she'd work on one, and while they were putting the other one under and putting it in the right positions and all this, then she would just turn and go to the next one, and then somebody would pick up the other the first one who had already been put back together and sewn up and all this, put them down in, and these are dogs. Small dogs that had been rescued from out of a dog breeding thing,
mm-hmm.
and put them down on this really soft, nice pillow.
It's a mattress.
Kind of a pillow mattress.
It's a mattress.
And then covered up so they were warm. And then somebody was there with them. So when they woke mm-hmm. up, they wouldn't be scared. It was just a beautiful way for this to happen. But you're a veterinarian. My gosh. You know, people talk about doing these procedures, the spay or neutering. They talk about, I can get maybe two a day. And she's doing like two every 15 minutes. I'm not sure it's that fast, but she's –
It's that fast.
She's
it
good.
It depends. If it's a spay, it's a little bit longer. But, yeah.
But yeah, a neuter.
We do – they do a lot. Yes, Dr. Howden is amazing. And Dr. Turner, our other vet, is great as well. And so they do – a lot of surgeries every single day. That's why we got that. But the whole team, it's a whole team effort.
It is a team effort. Yeah. There must be four or five people working on this thing, and it just keeps going on. I mean, I can see where, 6,000, what was 806?
6,408.
408. Mm-hmm. 6,408. How many is that? And you're only they only do it 5 days a week, right?
Correct. And we only have two vets Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So we have one vet on Monday and one vet on Friday.
Wow. That's
yeah.
That's a lot of neutering.
It's a lot of spaying and neutering, yeah.
That's right.
And it was almost it was pretty close to a 50-50 split as far as, the spays and the neuters, which is good.
Okay, now feral cats, if you pick up a feral cat instead of having it euthanized, you should have it spayed or neutered and you take it back to the same area because they will continue to be the boss in that area. However, they will not breed.
Correct.
I mean, that's a plan you came up with. Is that working?
I mean, we're still encouraging people to do that. We don't have a community-based one yet, but we do have the trap neuter release program. So if you have a cat in your neighborhood that you don't want to breed anymore, which you should be all of them, you don't want to breed anymore, you can bring them to our clinic before 9 o'clock Monday through Friday in a trap. And it's $45, and for that $45, we'll spay, neuter them, rabies vaccinate them, and then we'll tip their ear. So they take a little bit of tip off the ear so you know that it's altered. So if you see that, then it's spayed or neutered.
Can you tell, I mean, for a male, can a vet tell if a female's been spayed until they have to open them up first?
No, they can usually tell. There'll usually be a space car there.
Okay.
Most of the cats that you're seeing running loose are not going to be altered. And that's why we tip the ear for the feral cats so they can tell.
What if they have a collar on and they haven't been? Like they belong to somebody and you trap them because they've been walking around the neighborhood for like a year? Can we have it spayed or neutered?
If there's no owner.
What if it's got a little collar on it?
Well, if it's got a collar and it's got ID, then you should call the owner.
Okay.
If it's got a collar and no ID and you've seen it walking around for a year, then if it comes on your property and you trap it and you want to get it altered, bring it in and get it altered.
I think that's a good idea. I think it's a good idea to keep them there but have them altered, you know, so we don't have strange cats moving in.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, because that's what they'll do. That's their territory.
We had kittens across the street, and you don't want that. So okay, I'm here with Mark Story, who is the CEO of Haven Humane. We're talking about the big cat special they have right now. They are able to offer cat spays and neuter for just $25 to all Shasta County residents. Cats must be current under rabies vaccination, so bring your certificate. Or you can get a rabies shot for $10. An optional microchip is also discounted to $20 when implanted during surgery. So there you go. I mean, if this is your kitty and you want it, oh, I'm just get it spayed. I'm also going to have it chipped, so in case it runs off like cats do at times. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Good morning, everybody. It's 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 28th of March. It's 48 degrees going up to 74 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Beautiful day today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right up from Classic Cafe. Best place probably in the world to get a haircut. Is that a little hyperbole there, perhaps? Hyperbole? Is a little bit of hyperbole there? No. It's Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. Man's Last Stronghold. You can get your beards trimmed there, too. You, too. You can.
What was the implication here?
Well, nothing. Nothing. Really. Just, you know.
You are looking a little Saint Nicky there.
I just let it go.
You know, I'm just not sure why you guys would cultivate something on your face that grows wild on other people's bodies. Anyway, it's 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here. I'm with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and a great guy, one of my friends.
You know, Carl, we've been friends for a while now. I want you to be able to share your opinion. I don't want you to feel like you have to hold back.
I'll try not to. Empty the shelter report.
Yeah, so March 18th.
Yeah, how did that go?
We had the Bissell Pet Foundation Empty the Shelter event, and we can't thank Bissell Pet Foundation enough. So it was a huge success. We found forever homes for 36 dogs and 22 cats and one rabbit. So it was...
One rabbit.
One rabbit, yeah. We only had two for adoption, I think, or three that day.
Do rabbits stay very long?
You know, sometimes they do, but not normally. A lot of people are looking for rabbits. We don't get, you know, I shouldn't say that. We have gone in, it seems like it goes in waves where we get a bunch of rabbits and then.
I wonder about after Easter, do you get a bunch of them coming in?
You know.
Because people buy the rabbits and there's floppy-eared rabbits in that?
You know, I always think that and then we don't get as many as I always think we do, but we do get a few after Easter. But yeah, but thanks to Bissell Pet Foundation, we found forever homes for a lot of animals and it was great. It was a great event. We had people lined up at the door. Before 10 o'clock, which was great. Wow. And everybody had a good time. And I can't thank the staff and the volunteers that hung out enough for being there because it was a really, really crazy day. And all the customers that came in and adopted were all very patient because it was a little bit of a long process. And we had a lot of people waiting. So it was a great day, yeah. And thanks to the Bissell Pet Foundation for that. It's pretty amazing. They said that they're going to spend something like $250,000 in just that day putting animals in forever homes. So that's fantastic. That's an organization that you definitely can get behind when they, you know, they're giving back that much. It was really cool.
They really are.
And that's
free.
Just,
and they were all free.
Yeah, and that's just for California. They actually do it around the country, but that March 18th was California.
It was an honor to be selected for this.
Yeah, it was. It was very cool.
I mean, it's an honor. I say an honor. But what it means is it's kind of indicative of what you do, you and your staff.
Yeah,
it was awesome. The way that you all perform out there. That's great.
Yeah,
okay, getting time for the second Tuesday Club.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Dry Creek Station. That's a great place anyway.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be on April 11th.
Yep. Tuesday, April 11th, and it'll be from 5 to 10. Come on out. Have some great food.
You don't have to say anything, right?
Nope.
You just have to be between 5 and 10 p.m.
Yep.
Anything that they make, you get a percentage of it.
That's correct. Yep.
That's
so
great.
We want to thank Dry Creek Station. And Dry Creek Station's been a member of Second Tuesday for as long as I've been here, so and long before that. So they've been helping us out for many years.
They really recovered after that fire they had. It came back even stronger than ever. You get great breakfast out there.
Yeah, definitely appreciate them.
Yeah.
So come on out, support.
Dog licensing time.
Yeah, so dog licensing clinics, we've got one obviously this Saturday, which is going to be at the Super Adoption event in the Love Your Pet Expo. So that's going to be from 10 to 4 at Chester District Fairgrounds. And then the next one we're going to have will be April 11th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Lakehead Lions Club. So dog licenses will be available for residents of City of Redding, City of Anderson, or Shasta County. Obviously, the Lakehead one will probably be mostly Shasta County folks, but the one at Shasta District Fairgrounds this weekend, any licenses, City of Redding, City of Anderson, or Shasta County. Rabies vaccinations are available at the clinic for $8. And if your dog's rabies vaccination is current, please bring the rabies certificate with you. And for license fees, you can just look at our dog licensing page on our website at havenhumane.org to get more information on that because there's a bunch of different prices.
Cool. Okay. Let's see. Volunteers.
Volunteers, yeah. Volunteers.
Well, you know what? We always talk about this, but for everybody, you know, you can't run a place like Haven Humane and run it as successfully as it is and keep it as clean as it is and keep the animals from, you know, from getting kennel crazy unless you have volunteers like you all have. They just take them out for walks and take care of these animals.
Yeah, you know, March 18th was our Empty the Shelter Day from the Bissell Pet Foundation. We were just talking about it. And it was also our Volunteer Appreciation Day. And so once a year we get together and the managers cook a lunch for the volunteers. We have a little menu and we set up the classroom and they come in and and they choose off the menu, and we serve them the food, and they love it, and we love doing it for them. It's very, you know, it's a very little thing we can do for them, but we really enjoy doing it for them. And it was great because on that Saturday, a bunch of them came in early. They walked dogs before the lunch because lunch starts at 11 o'clock. So when we get there, we saw tons of green shirts out walking dogs, socializing cats, and just helping out. And then they came in, and we had the shortened lunch because we had the event. So we talked, and we gave out the Volunteer of the Year, which is Terry, who's an amazing volunteer. And then a whole bunch of them stayed after to help with the Bissell Pet Foundation empty the shelters, which was great. And many of them stayed almost till 5 o'clock. So they were there all day doing this. And we have so many amazing volunteers that – I always say that green has become that it's a very vibrant green, has become my favorite
color. Some people could call it neon green.
Yeah, it's neon, yeah. And, our volunteers are fantastic. So, and I always tell people that, you know, the first 3 to 4 weeks is kind of tough to get going. But once you get past that, you realize that it's pretty therapeutic and maybe even more so for the human than it is for the canine or the feline. So we have volunteers, and once they get over that hurdle, they're usually in it for the long haul. And we have tons of volunteers that are doing different things. We have play group now. Every Thursday we get, I think we got up to 10 dogs the other day in the play yard together, all playing, which was really cool. And so we have some volunteers that do play group. They're trained for that. We have some volunteers that are doing Canine Good Citizen training with some of our dogs. So there's all kinds of different options for volunteers. So our next volunteer orientation is actually this Saturday. So April 1st is a busy day for us.
And you're going to have people everywhere.
Yep. That orientation will be at Haven at 10 a.m. In the classroom there in the first building. And then, again, the next one will be Friday, April 28th, which will be at 5:15. And, again, that's in Haven's classroom. And while they're doing the orientation Saturday morning at 10 a.m., we're going to have a whole bunch of volunteers out at the Super Adoption event helping us with that event. So we'll have tons of volunteers out this Saturday again. And our volunteers, this is a really busy season because we had a bunch of volunteers that helped out with the run on Saturday. You know, we had a bunch of people with the Empty the Shelters event. It's a busy, busy time right now, and our volunteers have really helped us out and got us there. Volunteers and the staff have been doing just an amazing job, so I can never thank them enough.
When you look at Reading and people that volunteer and the way that people stand up for other people in the city or come together to help other people in the city is amazing. And then when you add animals to it, it can be overwhelming practically, I'm sure. So the idea that that you can come down and you spend so many hours. I mean, some of your people spend what, several hours a day there, or is it? Yeah. I mean, how many hours a week?
It varies. I mean, we have people that come in for 2 hours a week, and we have people that come in for 16 hours a week.
You know,
it just varies in what time they can give and what they want to do. I mean, we have people that walk dogs. We have people that socialize cats. We have people that help out in the clinic.
How do you socialize a cat?
You just spend time with them, pet them. Just spend time with them. They love that socialization. We've had a couple that tried to walk them, but that didn't go quite as well. They do that in some shelters, but it didn't quite go as well. So mainly we focus on just having them
Did they roll
socialize.
Around on the ground and spit?
No, they just
they don't understand.
There's
it.
So many dogs walking around that it's difficult. Yeah. So they get freaked out pretty easily. So that's why it's better just to socialize them, and they can take them into the meet and greet room, and they can play with them, or they can play with them right there in their condo. We also have cats in our community cat room, Sasha's Playhouse, which we usually have 5 cats in that room, so they can go sit down and play with those 5 cats, but. Yeah, so they socialize the cats. We have people help out in the clinic. We have people help out in licensing. We have our groomers that come every Thursday and groom the animals. There's all kinds of opportunities to volunteer. So
okay.
It's not just walking the dogs, but majority of the people do walk the dogs.
Okay, I'm with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We're talking about everything that's coming up for this upcoming month. The big thing, of course, is the Super Adoption event this Saturday, April 1st. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. So many other things are going on, too. But we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. That's right, BNT Satellite, and it's just down to the final days here where you can get a $200 check from BNT Satellite and Dish. That's right, a $200 check if you come in and you join at the B&T satellite family, and you're not going to find a better DISH satellite family to join, forget the 800 number. Let's go local. Let's go to a veteran-owned business. Let's go to a business that gives $100 for veterans, would take $100 off your bills for veterans signing up with B&T. Or if you are with B&T already and you get a veteran to sign up, you get $100 off also off your bill. There's so many things they have, starting with $39.99 packages. You can mix and match and get what you want. And this is what happens when you work with a local dealer. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474-241-DISH. We'll be right back after these messages. It's a quarter till 9 here, March the 28th, 48 degrees, going up to 74 today. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Racist, hate monger, Nazi, homophobic, Islamophobic. These are words purposely designed to control what you believe. Our progressive society no longer has the ability to debate using logic and reason, so they stoop to rhetoric to manipulate you. Simply put, rhetoric creates a story that will emotionally touch your heart and cause you to respond by feelings, not reason. Only by trusting in God and His Word will you be assured you will not be deceived. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Tarzan, the live musical adventure is coming to the Cascade Theatre stage. Don't miss this unforgettable theatrical experience with high-flying excitement and heart-pumping music by rock legend Phil Collins. Tarzan swings into the Cascade Theatre March 31st through April 9th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office 243-8877 or cascadetheatre.org.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Just a small town girl. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to your Town Hall of the Air here at Free Fire Radio at the KCNR's 1460 studios. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. It is 48 degrees, going up to 74 today. Bob, what's it look like for the rest of the week? I just thought I'd throw that at you.
Just thought you'd throw that at me while I'm pulling up the end of the show.
You should have that already there.
We are looking at sunny skies today and most of tomorrow. Then rain moves in tomorrow night, and not a lot of rain expected. Clear up again on Thursday, and then after that, the next chance of rain about a week out.
So. All right. So it looks like I thought we might be getting a little rain tomorrow. They said it might sneak in.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
Tomorrow night? Okay.
All and right. I'm going to call, yeah, it's about 50 degrees. In rain.
50 degrees and 22 feet from the top of Lake Shasta. So we got 22 feet from the top. At, they're still letting a little water out there. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for in-home health care, whether it's short-term or long-term, you're not going to find a better place in Sharon Clark's business of Home Helpers. She handpicks these people. They're all trained, background investigated. You're not going to end insured, bonded, the whole thing. You're not going to find better in-home health care than at Home Helpers in Sharon Clark. Give her a call at 226-8350 or check out their website, Home Helpers. Okay, we're here with our friend Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And we've kind of like gone through a lot of things that you've been, you know, it's happened and have been big successes, the Doggy Dash. We got the big adoption event this down at Anderson this Saturday. It starts at 10 a.m. But you've got some things coming up here, too.
Yeah, we got some save the date stuff. May 6th is going to be our Pet Fest at Haven. It used to be a dog-a-thon. We changed the name to Pet Fest. That will be from 12 to 6, I believe, is the time. We're going to have a lot more details come next month. We'll have Diane with me, and she'll be talking about that event. But that's going to be Saturday, May 6th. I think 12 to 6 is what time we're going to shoot for that. We will have the Wes Mutzer Family Dog Show there. We'll have Splash Dogs. We'll have Shasta Dogs. We'll have a bunch of demos, vendors. And it's a free event. Bring your four-legged family member with you. That would be the dog. And come on out and have a lot of fun. It's going to be a really good event. After that, we've got July 14th is going to be our first golf tournament, which is going to be our Putt for Paws at Riverview Country Club. So please put together a team. You can get more information on that on our website and also follow us on Facebook for that. And then we are going to have our, I think this is the third Zumba Bash. Pretty sure this is the third annual Zumba Bash.
And what's
this
Zumba?
Zumba is a form of exercise and dance, so they
right.
mix
now,
like a salsa.
Here's
mix
your chance. By the way, I may just sell tickets to watch Mark
here we go.
Zumba dance. You know, just the thought of it. Maybe mm-hmm. even so we can do some videos. Maybe sell it. Mm-hmm. Is there? I understand that when you dance up there, it just brings the house down.
No, it would bring the house down. All right. Yeah, no, I haven't. I haven't.
I understand you're busting some moves that people haven't seen since the '60s mm-hmm. at Woodstock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Zumba Bash will be at Wind River, and that will be August 12th this year. And then, of course, our Bark, Wine, and Brew, which will be at Wind River. That's going to be Saturday, October 7th. This will be our 10th annual Bark, Wine, and Brew. So this is going to be a big year, and they've got a lot of special stuff planned for that. So it's going to be a lot.
It sells
of fun.
Out every year.
It does.
Sells out, and in fact, it's it gets you should get your tickets soon.
Yeah,
when do you start?
Tickets selling? Will probably go on sale sometime in late July, early August. They'll probably go on sale, and so we'll be talking about that when we get closer to the date. But yes, we're going to encourage people to get tickets early because this is going to be the 10th annual one. So it's going to be a big one for us, and you know, a lot of exciting stuff to announce and talk about and highlight how well we did this year, which, you know, right now we're on track for doing better than ever. In 2016, we did better than ever. So, you know, we want to raise that bar every single year. And thanks to this amazing community and our supporters and our volunteers and our staff and our media friends and everybody that supports us, I don't see any reason why we can't set that bar every single year a little bit higher.
Success begets success.
Correct.
So if you're doing well, and you've got the right equation in there, the right formula. It just can keep going, but you can't just rest on your laurels.
Right. And that's why this year, you know, right now our big focus is getting our kitten nursery up and running for next kitten season. So we actually I have a meeting today with an engineer about that, and so we're moving forward with our kitten nursery, which we're excited about. And we're hoping to have that done by the end of this year so that next year we'll be ready to go. We're going to need a lot more volunteers to help man that thing because that's going to need around-the-clock feeding and taking care of those kittens. But, yeah, that's just one of the many programs that we're working on right now. That's just the biggest one. to help save more lives. So we want to save a lot more of those bottle babies that you know, are orphaned and don't have mom there.
Is there a name for your
we don't have a name
kitty nursery yet?
No.
I've heard some names coming in over the air.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, is it going to be named after a person, or is it going to be named after how's it going
to
happen?
It's yet to be determined.
Well, I can think of some names.
I'm sure you can.
Kitty nursery, something like that. You know, I'm not sure.
I'll take all of the names that you have under advisement.
A cat cabana. I mean...
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to name it yet.
Okay. Is there, you know, like your other one was because you had a great donation.
No. Our other one was named after the Morgans because of years of it. There wasn't a big donation towards that building.
It's so much. Correct. It's so much they've done.
Yeah, the Morgans were a huge part of Haven from the start and still miss them today. We'll always miss them. So they named the adoption center after them, after the Morgans.
That's cool.
Yes.
I think that's a good idea that you have a name for it like that.
Yeah, and that's why I'm not sure what we're going to name it yet.
We had places here in town that had things to do with felines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Johnny's. So, is there anything you want to start telling people now to start getting ready for because of seasonal changes? You know, it looks like, you know, the heat's starting to come back up again. And, I mean, you know, it's 74 degrees or even 84, you know, inside your car. Even though it feels like it's, you know, after all this rain and cold, you can still hurt your animal by putting
them
in there.
So, yeah, watch the heat. Another thing that's really important, especially this time of year, is mosquitoes are going to be coming out very quickly. They're probably already out. In force, that means that they're going to be more susceptible to getting heartworm. So if your dog's not on heartworm preventative, make sure you get them a heartworm preventative. There will be heartworm testing out at the expo and the super adoption event this weekend. So you can come out and get your dog heartworm tested and then get them on preventative. But definitely do that because heartworm is prevalent in the North State and it will kill your dog if they're not treated. And the treatment is very expensive and preventive is very reasonable. So please
give them once a month.
Yeah.
And exactly. it's reasonably priced. And if you have problems with the cost of that, you can come on down to. Do you all help with that at all?
No, you have to be a client to come to us. So they have to be a qualified client. But
well,
go to your own vet. Yeah, if you're a qualified client, absolutely come to us. Otherwise, go to your vet. But that's something that people need to take seriously is heartworm preventative because it is very prevalent in this area.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah, like you said, you know, the heat, I mean, it's supposed to be 82, I think, on Saturday. So 82 is too hot to leave a dog in a car. It's going to be over 100 within 10, 15 minutes. So that's really hot. So don't leave your animals in the car this weekend. We're going to start going. I mean, this is Reading, so we're going to go from cold to really hot in a matter of days. And we'll probably go back to cold for a couple of weeks and go back to hot.
There's a new law in California now that you can bust a window.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules to that. So,
well, it may be, but you know, if you see a dog that's in or an animal or a child or an older person, somebody that's having a problem, I think you can bust a window, but I guess there's
requirements.
You have to
already call for services and everything else, and so I would highly recommend you look into that before you do it. But always call if you see an animal in a car and it's hot out. Just call us 241-2550. We're going to send an officer out there to check on it. So,
I mean, well, if somebody calls the police, will they just send it over to you?
Yeah, they'll probably. If it was a person,
you know, the police would roll.
Yeah,
on it. But if it was an animal, they'll do that. Okay, last thoughts for everybody here. Y'all come on once a month.
Yeah,
and the reason you do that is to tell us, you know, tell everybody what's going on, all of the coming events, kind of thank people, but all, you know, but let people know their efforts are really working. I think that's one of the things.
Yeah, we're making strides towards getting closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets every single day. And, you know, that's because of this amazing community. It's been extremely supportive of us and we appreciate it. And, you know, I've said this from day one, you know, we can't do this by ourselves. It's a daunting task to be able to get to that point. And thanks to, you know, an amazing staff and board of directors and our fantastic volunteers, but really for this community, you know, all the people that came out for the adoptions, yeah, they were free adoptions, but, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. So they know going into it, and we talked to them about that there's going to be costs involved in owning a pet and there's going to be responsibilities involved, and that's why we have an application process. So they were all great with that too. So, you know, all of the people that support us get us one step closer to a North State with no more homeless pets. And every day we get there, and like I said, we're going to raise the bar every single year until we get to that point. So
2020 for to be a
2021 to be no 20, kill.
Right.
Yeah, but we're already there with dogs, so we got a ways to go with cats. We were at a 92%, over 92% live release rate on dogs in 2016. And the no kill rate is a 90% live release rate or above. So
Mark Story. Thanks. You know what, Mark? People don't realize that you've got a great sense of humor because you're very, you know, you're very laid back and you're very controlled and your voice, you know, is just kind of like, this is the way it is and all that. Thank you so much for what you do, buddy, because you are the nexus of Haven Humane. Everything else revolves around you, and I understand how you always give out all these accolades to everybody that works for you and all the volunteers, but you're the guy. So we appreciate what you do for us.
Thanks for the support.
You bet. Okay, everybody have a great day. It's going to be a beautiful sunshiny day. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
News is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
I'm Rich Thomason. He says it's all political. Republican Congressman Devin Nunes responding to Democratic demands that he step down as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. The panel's investigating Russian activities during the presidential election. Nunes insists that he'll continue to lead the investigation. The GOP isn't giving up.
The resolve of our conference to repeal Obamacare and replace it has never been stronger.
House Majority Whip Steve Scalise following a closed-door meeting of Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill. House Speaker Paul Ryan calls it an honest and constructive discussion that he's confident will eventually lead to the repeal and replacement of Obamacare.
I won't tell you the timeline because we want to get it right.